Hi, and welcome to Living in Your Top 1%. My name is Alyssa Feinerman, and I'm a life coach, speaker, and author. My goal is to inspire you to live in your top 1% and reach your potential by designing and achieving key personal and professional goals. In this podcast, we focus on a powerful 7-step action plan from my first book called The No-Frills Guide to Living in Your Top 1%. I promise this plan will make a positive impact on your life. All you need to do is put in the effort. I'd like to start by discussing my philosophy of living in your top 1%. I love this concept because it represents potential and possibility. Specifically, I define living in your top 1% as the practice of using all your strengths, talents, and assets to live your best life possible. Living with this philosophy includes taking the words can't, should, and impossible out of your vocabulary and shifting your mindset to say, I can. It's about reaching your personal best without comparing yourself to others. It encourages people to envision their best imaginable self and to say yes to life. It's not the event that defines the top 1%, but the feeling of fulfillment, excitement, and joy that comes from the win. We are all closer than we think to creating something great. Top 1%ers ask the question, what can I do to improve my game? There are three core beliefs to this philosophy. Number one, you can shift your mindset to say, I can. Number two, you can create your reality. And number three, you can create a belief system that embraces top 1% living. So what does an action plan do for you? The simple answer is if you want results, you need to have a goal plus an action plan. Talking about something will only get you so far. At some point, you need to take a step forward. That's what motivated me to create this 7-step action plan. The Living in Your Top 1% action plan encourages you to focus on what you do well, what you are passionate about, and what you want to accomplish. You'll be amazed how much you can create when you give yourself an uninterrupted period of time to write and really focus on your most important asset, which is you. The 7-step action plan is most effective to execute when you are committed to make these rituals a way of life. I talk to lots of clients and people who want results but don't know where to start and often feel overwhelmed. A great place to start is exactly where you are. Forget about what you haven't done and start focusing on what you want to do. Every day is a chance to make a positive impact on your life. It's never too late. Too many people set goals and think the process will move forward magically. The toughest part is to set goals and then craft an action plan that is doable, timely, and harmonious with your goals. I encourage clients to think in time frames such as 30 days, 3 months, and 6-month time periods to gain direction and forward momentum. And most importantly, I want you to write down your plan or put it on a whiteboard so you have clarity on your next steps. What I've learned through working with clients of all levels is that regardless of the goal, the process to move forward is the same. Before we jump in, I want to give you 3 must-do guidelines to provide the greatest impact. Number one, choose a goal that is important to you and one you honestly want to achieve. Not for your spouse, not for your friends, and not for your parents. Something that you care about. If it's not important to you, obstacles will push you off course. I've seen it before, and I guarantee it. Number two, write everything down. The more you write down, the better the results. When you put your words on paper, you feel empowered and visualize where you are going. And number three, I know it's hard and we're all busy, but I want you to carve out at least 30 minutes of quiet time to start creating your action plan. My favorite thing to do is to go for a hike in the Santa Monica Mountains or take a yoga class. Whatever helps quiet your mind, that's what I encourage you to do. I promise one thing, if you put in the time and you follow through with my 7-step action plan, you will see results. Here we go. The first step for all my clients is to focus on creating the You Inc. blueprint. To make progress, you need to assess where you are and determine where you want to go. The You Inc. blueprint creates this picture by looking at each of the key areas of your life. It's similar to a balance sheet and gives you a snapshot of your current condition. All areas have to be joining forces to create the strongest, most resilient, and empowered you. If you're hitting one home run after the next in work, but your relationships are strained, you're only sleeping 5 hours a night, eating fast food, and never exercising, can you really share your best with yourself and others? You'll notice you have a default mindset in each area. For example, in your career, you think, I can. In finances, you think, I can't. And in relationships, you think, impossible. Focus on leveraging your best attitude from one area to all areas across the board. The top 1%ers continuously assess, rebalance, and set priorities in each of their core areas so they are in a position to win. The goal is to condition each area of You Inc. so that you can live in your top 1%. When you experience wins or successes, you gain a heightened sense of confidence and the feeling that you can tackle or achieve anything. Too often, people think if one area of their life, such as work, is not going as well as they'd like, then the entire blueprint is terrible. And in reality, that's not the case. Top 1%ers localize rather than globalize events. When I work with clients, the six most common areas that come up are work or career, financial, relationships, health, fun and creativity, and personal growth. Let's create the You Inc. blueprint. The first step is to think about what are the six core areas of your blueprint. Do you want to add or change one of the six areas I mentioned above? Now is the time. Let's go over the six areas that I like: work, financial, relationships, health, fun and creativity, and personal growth. The second step is to rate each area on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 is the highest for where you are today. If everything is going great in one area, you may give yourself an 8, 9, or a 10. I've seen some clients rate an area a 6. That was going extremely well. There's no good or bad rating. This is simply a starting place, so when you compare an area in 6 months or a year, you have a base. And third, choose at least one area that resonates with you to focus on and one you'd like to set a goal. The area you select can be highly rated or an area that you would seriously like to make some progress with. There is no right or wrong answer. Simply choose an area that's important to you rather than what others think you should be focusing on. We will design a goal later in the action plan. Let's keep moving forward and take your blueprint to the next level. The second step is to identify your strengths. Yes, we all have strengths. Your strengths are your building blocks for success and confidence. They remind us what we're good at and give us something to fall back on when times are rocky. Research on happiness shows that when people use their strengths on a daily basis, happiness levels increase. Top 1%ers use their core strengths on a daily basis and know what they're good at. Now it's time to find out what your strengths are and how effectively you are using them. The first question I want you to do is to identify three of your personal and/or business strengths. What makes you excel, or what do you do well? One of my clients has a great sense of humor as his top strength and has been able to use this strength in business settings to bring his team closer together. Another client's strength is creativity. And a third is determination. If you're really not sure of your strengths, you have a few options. You can ask a friend, or a coworker, or my favorite option is to go online and take a free assessment called the VIA Survey of Character Strengths. I love this and have all my clients take it. The VIA stands for Values in Action and can be found online at www.authentichappiness.com. You will answer a series of questions to identify your top strengths. It will take approximately 25 minutes to complete, and it's well worth your time. Once you review and reflect on your top strengths, ask yourself the following three questions. Number one, do you agree with your top five strengths? Do these reflect your best self? The second question, consider if you are using these strengths in each area of the You Inc. blueprint on a daily basis. And finally, what steps could you take to use your strengths more effectively in professional and personal areas? Remember one thing, happy people use their strengths most consistently on a daily basis. Okay, so far we've started to create our blueprint and identified an area we'd like to focus on and our top strengths. The third step is to design meaningful goals. The word goal intimidates a lot of my clients. A more approachable way to think about goals is a path to increase your chances of a desired outcome occurring. Once again, setting goals is a path to increasing your chances of a desired goal occurring. Who wouldn't want that? People are frequently intimidated by setting goals and holding themselves accountable, and it makes a lot of sense. Declaring to friends or coworkers that you are going to accomplish something puts yourself on the line, and that can be scary. Sonia Lubomirsky, in her book, The How of Happiness, offers compelling scientific research to support the theme that people who strive for something personally significant, whether it's learning a new craft, changing careers, or raising moral children, are far happier than those who don't have strong dreams or aspirations. Find a happy person and you will find a project. There are lots of benefits to pursuing goals. I'd like to share just three. The first, goals provide a sense of purpose and meaning to our daily lives. The second, goals give us something to work for and to look forward to. And the third, goals enhance our self-esteem, stimulating us to feel confident and excited. A few words of caution before you set a goal. I strongly encourage my clients to avoid setting vague goals, such as I will build my business or get in shape are two of my favorites. Usually, you don't even realize you're setting a vague goal. For example, you could build your business by getting one new client or 20 new clients or opening a new location. Or you could build brand exposure. The point is, the more specific you can be, the easier it is to craft an action plan that delivers. And most importantly, set a goal that is important to you and one that you will make a top priority. If it's not a top priority, it's more likely that obstacles will push you off course and delay success. Think back to your blueprint and what area or areas you'd like to address. What would be an exciting or fulfilling goal for you to work towards? I ask all my clients four questions when setting a goal. Number one, why is this goal important to you? Number two, how much of a priority is it to accomplish the goal on a scale of 1 to 10? If it's a 6 or lower, consider fine-tuning your goal. Number three, what will success look like? And finally, number four, what would happen if you didn't complete the goal? Would you care? Goals are your fuel for feeling empowered and a sense of accomplishment. They add excitement to your life and give you something to look forward to every day. Goals can be challenging to achieve, but it's that sense of accomplishment that puts a smile on your face and lets you say, "I did it." Every top 1%er executes his plan by writing his goals and holding himself accountable. Do yourself a favor and write down your goal. The fourth step is to think without obstacles. Obstacles, by definition, prevent you from being expansive. They will pop up every step of the journey. I can guarantee this. Do me a favor and set the obstacles aside and give yourself the freedom to think in terms of your ideal outcome. What would you like to create or achieve? It's your choice whether an obstacle becomes insurmountable or just a minor detour. Obstacles are as small or as big as you let them become. You need commitment, a vision, and support to step over obstacles. One way to overcome them is to link your values with each goal that is important to you. I encourage all my clients to think about what can be, not why something can't be done. It's easy to find a reason why you can't do something or what the problem is. People who create start with what they want to achieve and then figure out how to overcome obstacles. If you look at Apple, Facebook, Google, these are companies that innovate and create what we didn't realize was possible. Apple revolutionized how our culture uses a phone. Motorola invented the cell phone back in 1973, but Apple pushed the limits with applications and video that we didn't even know we needed. Innovation requires thinking with an expansive mindset. Dream with me a little and think about the following five questions. Number one, I want you to think ahead to the end of the year. What would be an ideal outcome that you'd be excited to achieve? Give yourself the freedom to dream and have fun with this one. You'll probably want to use the goals you created in step three. Number two, I want you to think about how committed are you to the goal. And number three, list three key obstacles and challenges to each goal. And the fourth question, are these obstacles insurmountable or can you strategize to work through them? Which leads us to the fifth question. Take a moment and write out 2 to 3 strategies to manage each of your obstacles. When you're ready, let's move forward to step number 5. The fifth step is one of my favorites, the power of small steps. It takes time to take action and execute on your plan. The most effective way to do this is by designing small and realistic steps that build confidence and motivate you to move forward. Small steps are synonymous with action and ignite the goal-setting process. They are the key to building confidence, decluttering your mind, gaining momentum, and helping you adjust to the change process. The Japanese refer to this idea as Kaizen, or continuous improvement. We are trained to think big with an all-or-nothing approach, but change happens one step at a time. We often get stuck when we think in terms of big ideas and get overwhelmed. Quantum leaps occur by taking small steps, being consistent, and building confidence. The question to consider is, what is sustainable given your current lifestyle? Too many people believe that setting a goal is the final step. It's only one important step in the process. It's a great start, but crafting and executing small steps are your fuel for success. I want to highlight 4 benefits to taking small steps. Number 1, small steps build confidence. Each step you take helps you build confidence and makes the next step possible. I call this wins. Number 2, small steps help break down goals into manageable parts. Often, a big vision needs to be separated into doable parts, and small steps pave the way and provide clarity. Number 3, small steps reduce the feeling of being stuck. When you're stuck, you're not making progress. Often, just taking one small step helps to get you rolling. And number 4, small steps lead you into an upward spiral. As you build confidence in one area of your life, that feeling overflows into other areas and leaves you wanting to take on additional challenges. This is called the broaden and build theory. The bottom line is small steps equal big results and make your goals happen. 3 questions to help you move forward. What are 3 small steps you will take to move forward with each goal from step 3? Are these steps realistic given other priorities in your life? And most importantly, when will you put these steps into action? This is my favorite question because you have to match your words with action. Once you feel good about your small steps, we can move on to step number 6. The sixth step is to create your dream team, also known as your support team. Now you need to put a support system in place. This is a simple but important task. In this step, you build your ideal support team. There's no reason to do everything in life by yourself. Sometimes you need a friendly shout of encouragement to keep you on track. In this step, you share your goals with a supportive friend. Make sure to select someone who will not judge you, who will be there for you when you hit an obstacle, and who does not have a personal agenda, such as a family member or coworker who wants you to be a lawyer instead of pursue your dream career as an artist or writer. Choose this person with careful thought. The wrong person can sabotage your idea before you even start. Your support team or network should consist of people who are committed to improving their lives as well. They should inspire and support you. So surround yourself with people who create solutions, who see possibilities, and who believe you can achieve great things. I like to break down the support team into individual and group support. Let's start with individual support. I want you to think of three potential people who could be on your support team. Will they listen to you without being judgmental and telling you what to do? Your support team should include a mentor, friend, coach, coworker, or a family member. And then we have group support. You may want to create a mastermind group to network, brainstorm, challenge, and motivate each other to advance your goals more quickly. The group members can be in similar or different industries. A few guidelines to think about as you create your group. The ideal group size is 4 to 6 people, so everyone has a chance to give insights and share personal or professional challenges. The group should meet either once a week, every other week, or even monthly for 1 to 2 hours. The most important thing is that the group meets consistently. The meetings can be in person or over the phone, depending on travel schedules and where each person lives. You may want to collectively set some ground rules for the group. The bonus, if you start the group, is that you can invite whomever you want. So I leave you with one important question for creating your dream team. When will you put both your individual and group support into practice? And the last step, number 7, is making yourself accountable. You can have the best plan and goal in the world, but if you don't take steps to hold yourself accountable, it's highly likely nothing will happen. Remember, when we started the 7-step action plan, we said we wanted results. So holding true to our original plan, let's complete the process and decide how you are going to be accountable. Accountability means you execute and follow through on what you say you're going to do. It doesn't matter if the action is small or big, easy or difficult, silly or worthwhile, just that you stay true to yourself. Adding in a degree of accountability will keep you on track, motivated, and making progress. Take a moment and think back to step 1 from your blueprint. What area did you want to set a goal in? You identified your strengths, set a goal, and decided upon a small step to help you move forward. This step is the clincher to move into action and keep making progress. I've seen too many clients have a great goal and action steps, but nothing to keep them accountable. Think about your goal and why it's important to you. Now think ahead to the end of the year and how great you will feel when you accomplish your goal. Let's add in a dose of accountability. 3 of my favorite ways to stay accountable are to 1, write down your goal in your journal, post it on your refrigerator, write it in your phone, or add it as your screensaver. 2, commit to 1 positive ritual a day that will keep you accountable. And 3, share at least 1 of your goals with a trusted advisor, friend, or colleague and why the goal is important to you. Have them check in with you regularly to stay accountable. You're on your way, and I'm really happy for you. The 7-step action plan brings together the key elements to reach your highest potential. You will hit obstacles and you will overcome them by having clear and focused goals. Living in your top 1% is about expanding your mindset, broadening your ideas, and increasing your awareness for what you can do, My goal is to help you believe that you have options and the choice to go for either good or great. Both paths will take effort and time. Your personal best is closer than you think. Often, it's just a small mindset shift that leads to major behavioral changes. It's my hope that this action plan gives you a new framework to make the best decisions and better evaluate your priorities. Remember, living in your top 1% is available to everyone, regardless of your status, wealth, title, beauty, or graduate degree. To learn more about individual and corporate coaching programs, please visit my website at www.feinermanliving.com, or you can join my Facebook page at Feinerman Living, or follow me on Twitter at Alyssa Feinerman. I'll leave you with one of my favorite quotes by Mario Andretti. If everything seems under control, you're not going fast enough. Thanks for listening. I look forward to hearing from you.